The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
Former Finnish Prime Minister has been calling for a shorter work week. Meanwhile, Jeff Bezos has been saying you need a permanent work week. There's no need to have a line between work. This work-life balance notion is guff. And there is this bubbling sense that at some stage a four-day week might land. The person to tell us what way all of this is going to shake out is Peter Cosgrove, who is Managing Director of FutureWise, who has been looking to predict trends in employment for the best part of his professional career. First of all, which of them has their finger on the pulse? Are we heading in the direction of more work-life balance and shorter working weeks, or are we all going to end up like Amazon employees wearing nappies because we can't get to the bathroom?
I'd love to say the first, but it's more likely the second. As we get into the world where we're worried about our jobs and AI taking certain jobs, I think people are probably more likely to work harder than less hard. But the second part of that, which is always a bit people forget, is a lot of people actually like their job. All of these studies seem to be based on the fact that no one actually enjoys work and we all want to work less. I actually know a lot of people out there who work in 5 days a week isn't a chore. It's actually something they enjoy doing. So I think sometimes the concept of not wanting to work less is based on the idea that we don't like work.
Are they in a minority? Because I look at someone like Jeff Bezos and you hear Elon Musk saying the same thing. You should work all the time. It's like, yeah, doing your job be grand. Flying around in private jets and yachts and bouncing in and out of different tasks. Whereas if you're digging a ditch, that's hard.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, look, 5 days a week is what most people do. I just think when you start moving it to 4 days, you're adding in complications. So I think I don't believe in this idea that there shouldn't be any work-life balance and you should have people tethered to the phone. Absolutely not. But there has to be a balance there.
There is a theory that says, and people will point to countries where it has been trialed, that if you reduce to a four-day week, you increase the enthusiasm and the productivity commensurate to the reduction in time. In other words, people squeeze 5 days of stuff into 4 days of activity.
Yeah, so and short term, these studies are correct, because if you suddenly get told you have to do your 5 day week in 4 days, what do? You have to say, right, we're going to have to cancel certain meetings, we're going to have to streamline things, we're going to have to use technology to improve, and you do. But actually, quite quickly, then you've just now just streamlined your business. So you could then argue you could all go back to working just as productively 5 days a week rather than 4 days a week. But it also definitely probably helps attract people. People like the idea of a 3 day weekend, maybe. It probably says something positive about the leaders and the culture that they actually want to try this. I just think that there's a lot of challenges with it that people don't look at.
And from a company profitability perspective, presumably if you're in the business of running a company to make money, you are hugely incentivized to try to keep people there and working as much as you possibly can.
Well, yes, but I mean, we had this with hybrid working. The reality is if people could actually just work 4 days a week and work just as profitably and make just as much money and therefore were happier and therefore you're going to keep them longer, you'd probably do that. I just think short term that may work, but long term I think there's a challenge with it.
Who gets it right internationally? Is this another one of those things where people are going to point us at Scandinavia and say we should do what they do?
No, like I actually think Ireland get it fairly right. You know, I think I just think when we look at a 4 day week, you have this idea that people are saying they're going to work 4 days and then they're going to take the fifth day off. But I mean, if you're a CEO and you can get people to work in 4 days what they do in five, why wouldn't you just get them to work like that in five? But the bit that people don't realize with this for me sometimes is a lot of the stuff we do in work, like having a coffee with somebody or going out and getting someone a birthday cake or doing a charity afternoon, that's all stuff that would have to go if we were doing a 4 day week, because you'd literally be saying, I've no time. Like I've literally got to get everything in 4 days. But they're all the kind of glue that holds an organization together, that builds relationships and culture. So I think sometimes people think work is just about the tasks you do. But there's a lot of things that happen, work, mentoring people, all those things that you would have to leave out if you suddenly were just all about the word productivity and nothing else.
What then about work-life balance generally? Because any time that you discuss working time, people say that in the modern era, what has happened is that work bleeds out of the office, that it chases them home, that they end up answering either calls or emails on their weekends. Is that now just simply the way things will be for most workers?
Funnily enough, it probably is. But actually, we as employees are probably more of the problem, because actually, this was less of an issue when we were in work 5 days a week pre-COVID, when that was the norm. Right now we're out of work. People are saying, well, I'm actually okay working in the evening as long as I can bring my son to a sports game or as long as I can maybe get in a game of tennis at 4 o'clock. So people then have almost accepted that I will take calls in the evening or maybe something the weekend for my own. But the problem is most of the studies on hybrid working, working from home, is we are giving a little bit back to ourselves when we don't commute, but we're actually giving more to work. So we're actually working longer hours, because we really struggle with this idea of when I'm in work and when I'm not. And a kid used to see you generally, let's say pre-COVID, I'd come home, I'd be wearing a suit, and then I'd get out of my suit. Now nobody's in a suit anymore. Your kids actually have no idea what work time is and when work time isn't. And we, to some degree, don't ourselves. So we're kind of working all the time, which is a problem.
Well, what then to a text we just got that says, due to remote working, many people are already, in essence, working 4 days a week. I see staff in my job constantly disappearing for afternoons as it's not monitored properly. How many people are skiving off?
Yeah. Look, you will always get this. And there's this whole argument. Employers think they're all skiving off. Employees are working harder than ever. The reality is, if you have good ways of tracking how well somebody's doing, they shouldn't have to be under your nose. And I think the bigger problem with that is how you manage people. If you shouldn't have to watch people to see if they're working, because you can stare at me watching me on a computer and I can be doing nothing. You know, and I can be thinking about something else. So the idea of staring at somebody so they work harder isn't going to make any difference. The reality is, you give somebody a target, you give something to do, you should be able to say, I don't really care where you are when you do this, but at 9 o'clock on Tuesday, you need to deliver this. And if they don't, that doesn't make any difference. So
there must be a lot of managers, though, who like the physical thing of being able to walk into the office, look around and get a sense of what's going on.
Do you know what? They do. But now, unfortunately, it's often the managers who like to work from home as well. So actually, the biggest problem now is probably the younger generation, those from 20 to 28, who actually all the key skills you learn the first 5 years of career is that kind of, you know, connecting with people, communicating. And if you don't have your manager in giving you all that bits of advice, that's a real struggle.
Peter, thank you very much. That is Peter Cosgrove, who is Managing Director of FutureWise.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.